Parshas Korach has a very famous comment of Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya writes on the pasuk that describes that Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face at the moment when Korach and Dathan and Aviram began to challenge him. So Rabbeinu Bachya says that Moshe essentially was engaged in a form of tachanun, of nefilas apayim, and this, says Rabbeinu Bachya, is the source of tachanun. Therefore, that gives us license to discuss whatever we'd like about tachanun. What I'd like to discuss this evening is a little bit of background to tachanun itself, and then, importantly for us, the days in which we skip tachanun. I want to talk about calendar days this evening, not events that cause us to skip tachanun. Those are two different discussions for two different reasons. And then within that, I'd like to dispel some myths and clarify some issues regarding other things that we skip that seem to be connected to tachanun as well, that we get very confused by. When you get to this point of davening, everyone's flipping to the back of the art scroll. Should we skip it today? Should we not skip it today? And if we understood the formula behind, or the connection between tachanun and tzidkasta, tachanun and the hiratzon that we say after landing, tachanun and lamanatzeach, so then a lot of these things would be clarified and it would make a lot more sense to us, and we would see that really the Siddur does make sense and it's not just something made up of random rules and regulations.
Not at 6:30 in the morning.
But before we get there, we need a little bit of background to tachanun and regarding the days of the year in which we don't say tachanun. The source sheet will be more for the second part of this year. So let's proceed. The Gemara in Tanis Yedal Amad Beis, and the Gemara in Megillah Chaf Beis Amad Beis, and the Gemara in Bav Metzia Nun Tes Amad Beis are all sources for the idea of Tachanun, this extra tefillah that we say after Shmon Esrei, this idea of Nefilah Sapayim, that we fall on our faces. The way that we do Nefilah Sapayim is a discussion for another time, but what we want to discuss today is Tachanun itself. And this is brought in essentially every single Siddur. Since the Siddurim started to be written and printed, Tachanun existed and was there, without exception, right after Shmon Esrei. The Tshuvas HaRivash, in Simin Tuf Yud Beis, says that Tachanun is not a chova, but rather it is a minhag from the time of Chazal. And that will be important. And it's clear from the above Gemaras, that we're going to discuss in a second, that some people would not say Tachanun, some people would say Tachanun. And because Tachanun is essentially a reshus, a minhag, some sort of optional idea, the Beis Yosef says, this is why we are lenient when it comes to situations or events occur that we don't say tachanun. Where else in the Siddur do we say, oh, well, you know, it's a happy day, and therefore, no, we kick out tefillah. We don't find it anyplace else. But because tachanun has this weird status of being a minhag, some sort of reshus, this kind of otherworldly tefillah, therefore, we see that we are allowed to play around with it and when it is recited and when it is not recited as well. However, according to many, including the Zohar, the Arizal, the Tachanun is a chova and it's not a reshus. It's something that must be done no matter what. And this is cited by the Kaf HaChaim in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Os Nun Gimel. However, the Pashtus of the Zohar and the Arizal don't really think it's a chova. They just think it's something that's very important. And this leaves us with this balance that Rav Avadya Yosef writes about the number of Tshuvos, which comes down to Tachanun is important, and it must be said, and it must be done, but at the same time, when there's something that comes into conflict with it, so we are allowed to push it aside. So unless you have no reason, you must say Tachanun. And therefore, we say Tachanun unless some event on the calendar occurs. Now, what about events on the calendar? What this requires, though, is a little bit of background to a famous Gemara, which most people skip the latter part of it when they get to the end. And that is the famous case of the Tanur Shel Achnai, of the oven that is discussed in Bav Metzia Daf and Tesam and Aleph, going on to the Tesam and Beis, that is made out of these cylinders of earthenware that are put together and taken apart. And there's a whole discussion about regarding the tum and tara, the purity and impurity of this oven, and a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in regards to the status of the oven. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer felt that this oven is tahor, it's pure when it's put together, and the Chachamim disagreed. And Rabbi Eliezer got up in the Beis Medrash and famously said that I have all the proofs in the world, and if the law is like me, then this carob tree is going to get up, it's going to uproot itself from the ground, and then it's going to walk across the lawn and replant itself. And it did that, and Rabbi Yeshua, the Chacham say, you know, we don't bring a proof from a tree, so not acceptable. And Rabbi Yehuda said, for the laws like me, so this ditch of water is going to be flowing in one direction now, the water is going to flow in another direction, and that's going to be a proof for me that I'm correct regarding this halacha. And it did, and the Chacham say, we don't bring a proof from flowing water. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the law is like me, then the walls of the base medrash are going to come down on us. And Rabbi Yeshua gets up and says to the walls, we're arguing over halacha, the walls have nothing to do with this, stop where you are. And the Gemara records that the walls had a machlokas, an internal machlokas. If we stop, so then we're going against Rabbi Yehuda. But if we don't stop, we're going against Rabbi Yeshua. So the walls compromised and they stayed where they were in this leaning position. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda gets up and says, if the halacha is like me, so then a voice should come from heaven and tell me that the oven is tahar, and a baskel comes out and says the halacha is like Rabbi Yezer, and Rabbi Yeshua gets up and famously says, lo bashamayim hi, the halacha is not decided in heaven, and therefore we do not decide based on a baskel. So what does this mean? So the Gemara has a discussion regarding means lo bashamayim hi, and then the Gemara records regarding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing at this time when this dispute went on. And Eliyahu Navi tells the Tanayim that when he heard what was going on, he laughed and he said, "Tzchuni vanai, my children have defeated me. They understand the importance of Torah Shebaal Peh and adapting the Torah for their what's needed in each generation, and that we decide what the halacha is and not what goes on in Shemayim." And that is this, they decided the halacha. The halacha was not like Eliezer, and anything that was made in the oven is now going to be tameh and not going to be pure anymore. So the Gemara records that on that day, they burned all of the food. This is the part where people stop discussing the story now. So on that day, they burned all of the food that was made in the oven, because Rabbi Yehuda said the food was tahor, pure. But the Chacham said the food was impure. In order to make a statement that Rabbi Yehuda was wrong, they burnt all the food that was made in that oven. So it should be very clear that the halach is not like Rabbi Eliezer. And they voted, and Rabbi Eliezer didn't back down, and they put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherem. They excommunicated him. And he felt very, very bad, and they didn't want to, they were afraid to tell him. So Rabbi Akiva dressed up in black, and he sat more than four amos away from Eliezer to indicate that he's being isolated from the rest of the community, and he explained what was going on, and Eliezer understood that he was put in Cherem for arguing with the Chachamim. And he was very upset, and the Gemara records wherever Rabbi Eliezer would look, things would burst into flames, because he was a very powerful individual, and he was very upset what happened. And Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, who authorized this Cherem, so he was on a boat at this time, and the storm started to rage in the seas, because Rabbi Eliezer was so upset that nature started to change because he was such a powerful individual. And Rabbi Gamliel cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, I didn't do this to upset Rabbi Eliezer. I did this for the sake of Klal Yisrael, that there should be no machlokas, that we can't have everyone going rogue and doing whatever they want when it comes to halacha. They can't simply go and decide whatever they want and decide how the law should be. And the waters stopped, and they calmed down, and Rabbi Gamliel was safe on the boat. Now, Rabbi Eliezer's wife was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. Okay? This is getting to the part that we care about. Rabbi Eliezer's wife was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. So after this episode, she did not allow Rabbi Eliezer to say Tachanun, because she knew that if Rabbi Eliezer said Tachanun, didn't it feel safayim? It's such a powerful tefillah that invokes the Midas Hadin, or speaks to the Midas Hadin, the strict judgment of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that if Rabbi Yehuda said Tachanun, it would mean bad news for Rabbi Gamliel. And she always interrupted him before he was about to say Tachanun, so he would never say it. And one day, records the Gemara, it was Rosh Chodesh, or she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. And she miscalculated, and she thought, oh, I don't have to go and stop him because it's Rosh Chodesh today, and he's not going to say Tachanun. And she was incorrect. And he did say Tachanun because it was not Rosh Chodesh. And what that led to is that Rabbi Gamliel died because he said Tachanun, and she said that you killed my brother, and how did you know? And she finishes and says that I have a Kabbalah from the house of Rabbi Gamliel, who was in the house of Machos Beis David, that all the gates in heaven are closed, except for the gate of Ona, the Shar Ona. When someone is in pain, so then that gate is always open. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will always respond to such a person when they are in pain, and therefore I knew that you had the power, because Hashem would listen to your tefillos, to cause terrible things in the world. Even though you had no intention to cause bad things in the world, but your tefillos are so powerful that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that you were in pain, the people who caused that pain to you would be punished for what was done, and that is the end of the Gemara. So we all know the first part of the Gemara, but very often we leave out the second part of the Gemara. What's clearly obvious for us is that we have a source in the Gemara that on Rosh Chodesh you don't say Tachlin. That is the source that we don't say Tachlin when it comes to certain days of the week from this Gemara. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Hey Halacha Tesvav extends this and essentially says, if you're not going to say Tachanun on Rosh Chodesh, so then all the more so, you're not going to say Tachanun on Shabbos, Moadim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and Mincha on Yom Tov. The Rambam takes that rule and extends it to everything else, and therefore we're left with that we know that there are certain days on the calendar that we don't say Tachanun based on this Gemara. Now, the Beis Yosef brings a comment from the Shiboli HaLeket. The Shiboli HaLeket is Reb Tzidkiah ben Avram HaRofe. Reb Tzidkiah, the son of Avram the Doctor, who was a 13th century Talmid Chacham, who wrote an important sefer called the Shiboli HaLeket. In the Shiboli HaLeket Simen Lamed, the Shiboli HaLeket records the reasons behind all the days on the calendar in which we don't say Tachan. And this is all cited by the Beis Yosef. And he says that we don't say Tachan on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Chav Ches says that Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. And since it's a Moed, therefore it's such a day of Simcha, a day of joy, that we don't say this very serious tefillah, which invokes feelings of sadness or a din of strict judgments. And since all the Moedim are connected, we don't say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. And the Tshuvas HaRivash in Siman Taf Yud Beis says that there was a minhag at the times of the Gonim to say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but as we know, we don't say Tachlin on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So let's go through all the reasons of the Shiboli HaLeket. Shiboli HaLeket says that we say Tachlin on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but the Tur says that the minhag Ashkenaz is to not say Tachlin on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and this is what we don't say Tachlin on Erev Rosh Hashanah as well. Shiboli HaLeket continues that we don't say Tachlin on Erev Yom Kippur, and this is cited by the Beis Yosef in Siman Taf Resh Beis. And he continues, and he says, don't say Tachlin between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So why don't we say Tachlin between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? So there he cites the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes, that this was a period when the Beis HaMikdash was completed. We know the famous Gemara Moed Katan, that they didn't observe Yom Kippur one year, because the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech, ran into Yom Kippur, and since this was a time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, it's a day of Simcha, which we don't say Tachan. This is the opinion of the Hagos Maimoni in Hilchas Tefillah as well, and the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Levush says that we don't say Tachan during this period, not having nothing to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the period between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not calculated all of the sins of Klal Yisrael. It's this interim period. It's like finals are done, and the teacher has not graded finals yet, if there was such an idea. And therefore, since we're in this holding period, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not calculated the Averos yet, therefore, we're still a little bit besimcha, and we treat it like a yantif. The Gos Maimoni says we don't say Tachan on the day after Sukkot, and he says because of Isru Chag, this idea that you can there's still Simcha after the holiday, and this is the day that Korbanos could be offered after the Chag, and the Gemara in Sukkot says we treat such a day as a Yantif. So, yes.
If it was a holding period, wouldn't you think the opposite, that it's a time to say Tachanun, if it opens up the gates of Shemayim and swings it towards you? I mean, towards the din the right way.
And therefore what?
Therefore you should say Tachanun during that period.
It's a time of Simcha. It's like we know that we're not worrying about the Averus. The Averus are being pushed off to another time. The judgment, nothing's going to change. Let's ignore the issue where we know that that Hoshana Rabbah is the last day of the Petek. Ignoring that point for a second. This is, the ascension is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we might have done Averus that we're going to get punished for, we're not going to get punished for them now. We have this kind of free period where we're not going to be judged harshly. We're not going to change it anymore. Nothing's going to change. The din happened at Yom Kippur, but we're not going to be brought to judgment. We're not going to be brought to judgment yet. We're not going to be punished until a later time. It's like this holding period where we're not going to be punished yet.
I mean, nobody dies during that period.
I know. That's a discussion. That's a discussion in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
You tell us.
That's a discussion in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Tosfos there regarding what does it mean that the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, does it actually mean that people die and live on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? We'll discuss that, I guess, in El time or Tishrei. The Shiari Knesset HaGadolah says that the minhag is not say Tachlin for the rest of Tishrei after Sukkot. We're familiar with this. Why? So he explains that since most of the days of the month, 16 days already, have already been said not saying Tachlin, so we follow the Rov, the majority of the month is kind of a freebie, and since we already said the majority of the days without saying Tachlin, so the rest of the days are free. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, it's only 15 days. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't get a majority of the month. It's only half. So even so, Eretz Yisrael also gets a free gift, even though they don't have the majority of the days.
They follow Chutz Laaretz.
So they follow Chutz Laaretz. We're going to return to that later on, actually, how they follow Chutz Laaretz. The Tshuvos, Sharei Tshuva says in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, there were a number of minhagim from the Gonim, not to say Tachan at all during Tishrei. And Rav Ephraim Greenblatt in his Rivos Ephraim Mechelek Aleph in Shin Lamed Tes says that the minhag of the Chazon Ish was to say Tachron after Sukkos, and this is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Eish Lavram as well, not the opinion of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Ma'aril in the Minhagim in page Tof Yud Beis says that Shvat is the king. A very interesting language. It says Shvat is the king because the 15th of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos. What does that mean, Shvat is the king? So it could mean the idea that we have a Masorah that Moshe began teaching Torah the month of Shvat, whatever it means. Shvat is a very holy time. We know that Tu B'Shvat is a very holy time, and therefore we don't say Tachanun. And Rav Isaac of Turnau writes in the Sefer Minhagim that he didn't say Tzidkaska on Shabbos, Tu B'Shvat as well. So we see that Tu B'Shvat also has a day of a special Simcha. And this is Sayyid HaLach on the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Lamed Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah says we don't say Tachanun at the Mincha before Tu B'Shvat. And there's a whole explanation of why. Masechta Sofrim says we don't say Tachanun during Chodesh Nisan at all. We're all familiar with this. So this is cited by the Shiloh Aleket as well. And he cites Megillas Tanya says we don't say Spadim during Nisan. But Rashi says we don't follow the Megillas Tanya nowadays, and therefore you should say Tachanun during Chodesh Nisan. So Lemaisa, we don't say Tachanun during Chodesh Nisan. This is the Shita of most of the Ashkenazim and the Shita of the Rishonim, because Nisan is a time of Geula and a time of joy as well.
So because it's the Rov.
What?
The Rov.
Why would
they don't say Tachanun?
Because the Rov as well, because the first, because of the Nisim, yeah. plus the time of Pesach as well. The Rov as well. Next. What about Pesach Sheni? Okay, Pesach Sheni is also a time as well. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't count Pesach Sheni, but the minhag is to not say Tachlin as well on Pesach Sheni. Okay, with that in mind, we've covered the whole calendar and all the days in the calendar we don't say Tachlin. Now let's get to the exceptions to the rule. Those things that we feel seem to follow Tachlin as well. And the first thing we need to discuss is Tzidkascha Tzedek, that we say at Mincha after Shemoneh Esrei. Yes?
You forgot before and after Shavuos.
Before and after Shavuos. We left out Shavuos as well. We don't say by Shavuos, Shoshes Mehagbal, leading up to Shavuos, and the Yom HaMiyuchas, the day before Shavuos, and then Shavuos itself, and then the minhag that developed because the Korbanos could be brought in the 7 days after Shavuos, so therefore some people have the minhag, many people have adopted this minhag, to not say Tachanun afterwards, in order because of the Korbanos that could be brought at that time. Now, we're going to get Tisha B'Av as well, as we're going to see later on, Tisha B'Av as well, because Tisha B'Av is called a Moed, and it has some sort of connection to a day of Simcha, because it will be a day of Simcha in the future, and therefore, since Tisha B'Av is called a Moed, you don't say Tachanun as well. Tzidkaska. There are tshuvos of Rashi, a sefer called Tshuvos Rashi, in Siman Sadi Gimel, and also in a sefer called the Sefer Ha'ora. So you have it here on your sheet, I think. The Sefer Ha'ora, in Siman Nun Tes. So he says as follows. This is from the Taminim of Rashi. Why do we say Tzidkaska? Because Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos in the afternoon. And we say it Tzidkad Din, in memory of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's essentially why we say Tzidkaska on Shabbos afternoon. So with that in mind, he says, Yimchal Yantif or Rosh Chodesh Be'echad B'Shabbos Ein Omim Tzidkaska B'Shabbos B'Mincha. If Rosh Chodesh fall or Yanta falls on Shabbos, we don't say Tzidkaska Mincha. Lefi Shemosh Rabbeinu Meis B'Mincha B'Shabbos Lefichach Omer Tzidkaska Keneged Tzidkad Din. That's when we say Tzidkaska. V'Kevin Shehispalu Atzibur Tzfilas HaMincha B'Shabbos Chalios won't say Shabbos. Omer tzidik hadin mipnei kvodo shel Moshe Rabbeinu. And if it would be a time that would fall on Motzi Shabbos, you would say it, out of covenant with Moshe Rabbeinu. U'kishchal yom tov v'rosh chodesh v'echa v'shabbos, meaning after Sunday. U'kishchal yom tov v'rosh chodesh v'echa v'shabbos, nidcha tzidkaska mipneihem shikvar chelek min ha-minchul ma'ala. When Sunday has a yantif, so or Rosh Chodesh, so we don't say tzitzkaska at the mincha before, because a bit of the kedusha of the next day is already seeping in, and it's like a bit of yantif, and therefore at the mincha before, we don't say tzitzkaska. He doesn't mention anything about tachanun, or any connection to tachanun, but he just says because of the simcha of the next day, we do not say tzitzkaska. This is what is cited. And this is cited by the Tashbates and the Kolbo and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sadi Beis Beis. Now the Magen Avraham in Kuf Lamed Aleph, where Tachanun is discussed, says as follows. He cites the Hagos Minhagim of Rav Isaac of Ternau, which is a very important book of Halacha. So he cites as follows. Kasav Hagos Minhagim, Hilchos Shabbos, B'mila Ein Omrim Avarachim, L'mincha Omrim Tzidkasva. If you have a Bismila that day, so what we're not discussing tonight is events. So if you have an event in which you don't say Tachanun, that does not affect the rest of the day. So if you had a bris milah that day in the shul, you would still say tzidkaska at mincha, because the two things have nothing to do with each other. Afal pi sheyesh v'komos she'ein osim suda ella balayla. So it's clear from the Magen Avraham, who says that there's a bris milah in the shul, you do say tzidkaska, even though there are some communities who don't make the suda for a bris milah on Shabbos until after Shabbos. Meaning, they'll say that there should be some sort of event that might push aside tzidkaska. So the Prima Gadim explains as follows. The Prima Gadim says that this comment indicates that not saying tzidkaska is only affected by a day on the calendar. If you have a chasan, if you have a bris milah, you still say tzidkaska. The only thing that pushes aside saying tzidkaska is a date on the calendar, not an event. And the assumption seems to be that whenever you say, don't say Tachanun because of the day on the calendar, so you don't say Tzidkaska as well at that mincha. This is the Shita of the Prima Gadim, explaining the Magen Avraham. Based on this, the Kaf HaChaim says that in a base Avel, you would say Tzidkaska. Let's say you daven mincha in a base Avel, so you would say Tzidkaska. Why? Because on Shabbos, we don't have any Avelis, and therefore, certainly you would say Tzidkaska in such a house. It would be a lack of Avelis to not say Tzidkaska, even though you don't say Tachanun or Beis Avel. Same thing would extend here to Tzidkaska, but since it would be morning on Shabbos publicly, therefore, we would still say Tzidkaska in a Beis Avel. So that is rule number one. We see from the Sefer Minhagim, we see from the Magen Avraham, Tzidkaska is tied to Tachanun only with a date on the calendar. If the date on the calendar says we don't say Tachanun, then you don't say Tzidkaska at Mincha, regardless of what else is going on. That is connection number one to Mincha. Let's discuss the next thing, and that is the Yehi Ratzon. We know that we say a number of...
Why?
Why would we not say Tzidkaska at Tachanun?
I think
why? It makes no sense. I don't know. Okay. So, I don't know. Look what the Magen Avraham says.
Well,
the Magen Avraham says, by a bris milah, you would say tzidkaska. So what's the difference between a bris milah and a chasan?
The bris milah is done. The chasan is still a chasan.
I think it's because nowadays when you look in a siddur, it ties tzidkaska to tachanun. It says on a day when you wouldn't say
so
Tachanun, everybody associates it with Tachanun. Therefore, if there is a chasin, and then they say, oh, we wouldn't be saying Tachanun, so we wouldn't be saying Tzidkatra.
So you know? What it should say is that if there's a calendar day, it's not clear why a chasin would be enough to postpone saying Tzidkatra, according to what we've seen. Okay,
it's surely not a happy event.
Don't doubt it. So we know that we say especially Yehi Ratzon after laning on Monday and Thursdays. And we know that, for some reason, when we don't say Tachanun, so we don't say Yehi Ratzon. So the Hagos Minhagim again in Os Samach writes, V'chein... What?
The
Yehi Ratzon is connected to Tachanun. Look. Says Hagos Minhagim, Os Samach, on the sheet. V'chein yehi ratzon she'achar kriyas ha-Torah ein omrim b'nisan v'lo b'chol yom she'en noflim bo. If you don't say Tachlin, says Rav Isaac of Turnau, so then you don't say Tachlin. This is cited by the Halakha.
You don't say Yehi Ratzon.
You don't say the Yehi Ratzon. This is cited by the Chok Yaakov in Hilchos Pesach, Tav Chav Tes, and the Shire Ephraim in Yud Chav Hei, and the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Hei. Why? I don't know. But let's look at the Levush, and the Levush is very weird to me. I don't really know what the Levush is saying, but look what the Levush says. V'nagu sholol hisanoso kol chodesh Nisan. We don't fast during Nisan, sholol lipol al p'neim, because we don't. And we also don't say Tachlan during Nisan. V'in maskirin bo neshamos, and we don't say Kalmalei, v'ein omen tzikaskel b'mincha b'shabbos during Nisan. V'chein ein omen mihi ratzon sh'achar kriyas ha-Torah, shehu kemo techina. Because it is like a supplication. I don't know why the Yehi Ratzon is more of a supplication than anything else. It's not clear to me. This is the sheet of the Levush explaining why there's a connection between the Yehi Ratzon and Tachanun. He says the Yehi Ratzon is a form of techina, a form of supplication. And that's how he leaves it, with no other explanation. And this is the Kabbalah that we have. And therefore, we don't say Tachanun. We don't say the Yehi Ratzon because of the Sefer HaMinhagim. Now, Lamanat Seach. Lamanat Seach is where we get confused, because Lamanat Seach is not connected to Tachanun at all. And this is where people get tripped up. Why? Essentially, it's a comment of, first we need to know why we say Lamanat Seach. The Torah writes in Kuf Lamed Aleph that we say Lamanat Seach because it's talking about a Yeshua being saved from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Avudram explains that since we're about to say Uval Tzion Goel, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should send a Redeemer for Tzion, therefore we preface that by saying there should be Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, that Hashem should save us and bring Mashiach. The Mata Moshe writes that it comes after Ashrei, which talks about Parnassa, and David HaMelech would go out to war. The Gemara in Brachos records that David HaMelech would sometimes fight battles in order to get a Parnassa for Klal Yisrael. We know that war is good for business. So sometimes David HaMelech would fight wars in order to get a Parnassa for Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech would say Lamanat Seach, because Lamanat Seach is a tefillah for Parnassa, and that comes right after Ashrei, in which we talk about Poseach Esadecha. And there's a lot of different Kabbalah as well. The Rokeach says that Lamanat Seach is the 19th Perek of Tehillim, which is actually the 20th Perek of Tehillim in our books, but we mush together Perek Aleph and Beis incorrectly, and really it's the 19th Perek of Tehillim, and since there are 18 brachos in Shemona Esrei originally, this is the tefillah that comes after those 18 Prakam of Tehillim that represents the Shemona Esrei, and this is the 19th one that kind of wraps everything up, all up in Kabbalah. He says there are 70 words corresponding to the Shivim Nefesh and Mitzrayim, and there are so many letters. He has a whole cheshbon al pi Kabbalah, why we say Lamanat Seach. Tosus and Megillah Dalet Amin Aleph says as follows. Ve'ein omrim Lamanat Seach mishum, on days in which are on Purim, mishum dechsiv beit tzara, v'tzara b'purim lo maskiran. And there's no tzar on Purim. V'chein ein nofim al pneihem b'yadav v'tasvav, and therefore that's why we don't say tachanun as well. So we see it's all about the phrase Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. And therefore it's a day in which they would not, which we don't want to invoke tzara, a day of pain, therefore we don't say Lamanat Seach. The Sefer HaMinhagim again says that on Chanukah, on Purim, on Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, you don't say Lamanat Seach, and it's clear that in other days we do. No one ever connects Tachlin to Lamanat Seach. It's these specific days. We'll get to Sephardim later on. So it's in the Ashkenazim, in the Rishonim, who discussed this at first, there seems to be no connection between the two. On the other days, we do say Lamanat Seach. Now, let's look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'afil b'yam shein omrim tachanun, omrim Lamanat Seach. Even on days in which you don't say tachanun, you do say Lamanat Seach. Milvad b'rosh chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av. There are some girsos that say Tu B'Av and not Tisha B'Av, but those girsos are incorrect, and we would say Lamanat Seach, it should be that we should say Lamanat Seach on Tu B'Av, just not Tisha B'Av. So this is the Shita of the Ramah. And the Ramah adds Rosh Chodesh to the list, and this is the Shita for the Ashkenaz. The Prima Gadim explains what's behind all these days. So the Prima Gadim says, Rosh Chodesh has halal, and therefore it's called a moed, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Tzara. Chanukah has a halal shalom, a full halal, and therefore it's also a day of happiness, it's not a Yom Tzara. Purim is a day of Mishnah B'Simcha, that cannot be a day of Tzara as well, and therefore no Lama Tzeach. Erev Pesach is a Yantif, because we bring the Korban Pesach, and that is the status of a Yantif, and therefore no Lama Tzeach as well. It's Asur to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, that also has the day of a partial holiday as well, and therefore Erev Yom Kippur, no Lama Tzeach. And Tisha B'Av is a Moed because of Kara Lai Moed. It's referenced as a Moed in the Psukim. And, on the, and in addition, that he adds that on the 14th and 15th of Adar, also has a on Adar Rishon, when there's a leap year, so that also has a status of Mishnah V'Simcha, and therefore, on the 14th and 15th of Adar, you would not say Lama Natsayach as well. However, the Svardim disagree. The Svardim follow the rule that whenever you don't say Tachan, you don't say Lama Natsayach. This is the sheet of the Shearer Knesset HaGadola and the Kaf HaChaim. And there are some Hasidim who follow the Sfarim. This is in the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya and the Minchas HaLazar as well. All write that you, when you don't say Tach, you don't say Lama Tzeach. But for the rest of us Ashkenazim, you follow the list in the Shulchan Aruch, and it has nothing to do with Tachanun. The Luach Eretz Yisrael and the Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph on page Samaches cite the Chazon Ish who felt that in Eretz Yisrael and Isruchag, you should not say Lama Natsayach. Why? Because B'nai Chutz La'aretz are observing a Yantif, said the Chazon Ish, and therefore, we should not say Lama Natsayach in Eretz Yisrael on the Isruchag of a Yantif. Now, this is the Shitas of the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish has a very big Chumrah. The Chazon Ish felt, based on a Rambam, which we're not going to discuss tonight, is that if there was any location that the messengers from Beis Din were not able to reach, even because that city did not exist at the time of the messengers in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to be machmer for Yantif Sheni in certain malachos. And therefore the Chazon Ish would keep Yantif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, because Bnei Brak didn't exist at the time of the messengers from Beis Din. And therefore the Chazon Ish l'shitaso regarding being machmer for the second day of Yantif. But for another discussion. Finally, the Magen Avraham says, that this is what we brought here in the Rochus Rabbeinu, the Magen Avraham says in Kuf Lamed Aleph Yud, Ein Omrim Sham Techina V'Lama Natsayach. In a base Avel, we don't recite Lama Natsayach. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah as well. And the Elio Rabbah and the Prima Gadim note, this only makes sense if you understand the reason for why we don't say Tachin in a base Avel. There's the Machlokas in the Achronim, why we don't say Tachin in a base Avel. One reason is because the Beis Avel has this idea of a chag. Avelus is connected to a chag. The Kadosh Baruch is in return your Avel to Sason and Simcha, and therefore in the Beis Avel we don't say Lamanat, we don't say Tachan, and therefore because of that also Lamanat Tzeach, which connects to Yom Tzara, should not be said in a Beis Avel. But if you follow the sheet of the Levush, who says the reason why we don't say Tachan in a Beis Avel is nothing to do with the chag, but rather because Tachan is about Midas HaDin, and the Beis Avel, we want to remove the Midas HaDin. There's already so much Din, so many strict judgments of the Beis Avel, and therefore we want to remove it, so therefore it doesn't make any sense not to say Tachan. According to Levush, so then you should say Lama Natsayach, because what does Midas HaDin have to do with Lama Natsayach? The Yom Tzara? Absolutely nothing. So only according to the other Shitas and Rishonim and the Achronim would you not say it in a Beis Avel. The Prima Gadim writes in his Noah Megadim that a chassan should not say it on the day of his wedding, but the rest of the shul should say it. So if you have a chassan in shul, you do say Lama Natsayach, but the chassan himself doesn't say it, because it's not appropriate for him to say Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, it's the day of his wedding. No jokes. The Shach writes in the Odeya Reis Samachay, Chaf Dalad, by the Hilchos of the Bris Mila, in the name of Yavud Raham, that the Lama Natsayach should not be said at a bris, since it's a day of Simcha. For everyone in the shul, it's a day of Simcha. However, the Shach says, we do say Lama Natsayach. And the minhag is to say Lama Natsayach on the day of a bris, since the child will experience pain. It is, in an essence, a day of tzara for the child. And he notes, the Rokeach said, there are 9 psukim in the parak of Lama Natsayach, which correspond to the Tisha Yarchei Leidah, the 9 months, which in some way ties to the Bris Milah. So we see, at the end of the day, summing up, that we know why we say Tachanun now, we know why in the days we don't say Tachanun, and to understand that most of the things we skip are tied to Tachanun. In addition, we didn't mention, but El Arach HaPayim is also a tie to Tachanun, for which no reason is really given by the Rishonim and the Achronim, and the Yiratzim is tied to Tachanun, and And those events are tied to Tachanun, but Lamanat Seach is not tied to Tachanun, and this is what trips people up. So really, the rule is, more often than not, we will be saying Lamanat Seach, if you have a guess whether you should say Lamanat Seach or not, and really, only the other things get knocked out because of Tachanun.
Okay.